grains of delicate snow. And then he stuffed for about 4 or 5 minutes a rich mixture of Roth Hondo, or maybe it was Golden Hut, or some of those fine tobaccos into a cigarette with some of the great plant, you know, the great plant. And the great plant, you know, grows every minute. And there, I remember very well the great movement of gesture of his fingers as he licked the delicious fragrant smell like honey. Can you imagine the bees pollinating the grape plant as they fly sort of like butterflies haphazardly hither and thither, landing on the beautiful plant, sucking its juices. Ooh, to have those juices flowing through your veins like heavenly mist. Oh, the beauty of India. One day I remember the stars shining so brightly, and I walked outside. There was a man standing on the corner with a little sign in his hand, which I could not read. It was in Arabic. And I looked very carefully. And he came up to me and he said, Hey you, would you like a little of the delicate brew that we make in the basement? I said, well, what is the delicate brew? He said, no, never mind, just come along. So I came along very, very cautiously because, you know, the paranoia that sets in sometimes. And there we sat. Mikael smiled with that sort of Mick Jagger smile. You got me. And there crumbled some kind of dust, like the dust of the old bones that rot away. And he delicately pushed them like remembering the old Civil War, maybe the Revolutionary War, maybe, the Armada, as they stuffed the fodder into the cannon. And the cannonball was shoved in very, very gently so that it wouldn't explode as it was down the barrel. And then he cautiously, I can remember the smell as the fear lit. And there it was, the makings of a final episode in the lives of the Space Rangers. Remember Rocky Jones? I don't even remember Rocky Jones very well, but Rocky Jones was a Space Ranger. A very tall, smiling,